The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 356. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by the returning Mr. Emilio Lopez.
Back in the New York groove.
Well, I'm not in New York, but I'm back.
There you go. Carlos Romero. Yo, man, I don't even know what Carlos' sign-in is.
Oh, my hotkey stopped working.
Yo. All right, we got Adam Vail in the house.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Brett Murdoch.
What's up?
And Brian Majoma.
Poor Dave Chappelle.
Oh, man. You already know, man. It's crazy. You know, I still haven't seen any of those specials yet. I need to get on that.
Yeah, they're all
seen this good one.
Yeah, Chappelle's the man, you know? By the way, no Chris Seeley acting. You know, when you're a dad, you know, Adam, you already know, man, you know.
Especially when they're young. Like, yeah. That's the thing. It's like my kids are a little older now. But, yeah, when they're young, they can keep you up all night and stuff. You lose sleep, so.
This shit is crazy. But before we start, Manny, Comic-Con, how was it?
Yeah, it was actually a lot better than I thought it was, to be honest. What I thought it was going to be because, you know, especially officially, the New York Comic-Con was the biggest event in the United States since a long time. And it actually had a pretty decent turnout. Saturday and Sunday sold out. And it went really well. Got to meet a lot of folks. Got to see some, reconnect with some people. And it was good to be out again, you know, as far as like going to a show. I know a lot of people were sort of reluctant to sort of go to that, to it and stuff like that. But I was ready to go, you know.
So, yeah, especially after all this time, you know.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the last comic convention that I had ever gone to was C2E2 last year in March. Right after that, everything turned to hell. You know, they locked down the whole country, everybody, all that stuff happened literally the week after that we got back. That's like not long after you, Carlos, and our boy Mike went out to for your birthday.
Don't forget about Big John.
And Big John, and then also not that was also the same time, literally as the last video game convention.
Yeah, PAX East.
PAX East.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So it was good. It was good to be back in the city. I stayed with my uncle, you know, up in Manhattan. See him again.
And just Danny doing
talk stuff. He's doing good. You know, he's hanging in there. He's doing his thing. You know, waking up at the crack of dawn. He works as a cook or a chef. So he's got a lot to do.
He's always been an early bird with Tola.
Yeah, it's good. Always good to see him. And you know, my aunt, and, you know, our aunt, me and Adam. It was all good. And I had my boy Mark with me, helping me out at the table, doing stuff and doing all this good stuff. So yeah, if you guys had came by, thank you very much for stopping by at my table. I'm gonna be back in November for Anime NYC. So look out for that.
I have a dumb question.
What up?
Potentially embarrassing question.
What's up?
Well, you're not short of those.
Oh.
That dude next to you was Mark?
Yes, that was Mark.
I didn't recognize him.
He lost his hair.
He lost like 100 pounds.
That's my fucking boy. I treated him like a stranger. God.
That's why he talked bad about you.
I didn't even say anything to him. I was like, what's up? Like, I didn't. Who the fuck was this
man,
dude?
You're gonna hit him up with the DMs, man.
He's like, oh, Tony went big time. He don't talk to nobody.
And he didn't even call me out. He didn't say, yo, motherfucker, it's me. You know? Like, oh my God, bruh.
Well, dude, you know how you do. Like, you pretty much, when you talk to somebody, you usually don't give off that, like, who are you vibe. So I'm sure he was just like, yeah, it's Tony, whatever.
I didn't know that was Mark.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's this motherfucker next to Manny? I figured he was just some dude helping you out. You know?
Nope. That was.
Oh, yo! Next time you see Mark, please apologize for me, man.
In 20.
Oh my God.
I think in 2019 he, you know, from 2018 to 2019 he like shaved off like 200 and something pounds in a year.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Man, if I knew that was Mark, I would have fucking shook his hand and everything. I was like, I don't know who this fucking dude is. Wow. Well, good for him that he lost all that weight. I didn't recognize him, you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't, it's funny because I think you did see him in 2019 because he was still thin then, too.
Nah, man, that's crazy, you know?
But Barry Burton was hanging
with us. I missed him. Too. I didn't get to see him.
Yeah, he was asking about you. He's like, "Hey, where's Tony?" You know, at one point he went up to the press room and
he said
the press room looked like a desolate, like it looked like a wasteland. There was nobody in there.
That shit was Mad Max up there, man. I went to Comic Con. I'll keep it short because there's not much to say. I thought it was like this was the weakest. I've never seen a Comic Con this barren. Even the first Comic Con was more popping than this. You know, it was crazy. I'm like. It was like kind of like eerie too, how weird, you know, like desolate it was. Like I was talking to Manny, like I had to go, you know, meet somebody upstairs in like 10 minutes. Normally I'd be like, I gotta go, because it would take me 15 minutes to get there. I'm like, I went 5 minutes later because there's nobody there, you know.
It's like half the crowd of what it originally was. All the tables are sort of social distance, so they're a little bit wider, so the aisles are bigger, so that meant less people had more space. Then there's also big spaces within the dealer's room. Like, there's one big area in the center of the dealer's room that's just nothing in it. Just one big center-like space. And then, obviously, a lot of the big companies were out there. It's funny, I was joking... I think with you at the time, I'm like, man, you know, I wouldn't know this was a Comic-Con because of all the anime stuff that was there.
Yeah, literally, it was so much anime.
A bunch of the anime stuff showed up, like Viz and Bandai and, you know, all those guys showed up, right? So it's Dragon Ball Z, it's, you know, all that stuff. But there's no
comic
studios.
Midtown Comics wasn't there, man.
Midtown Comics wasn't there. A lot of the local shops was there. Like,
did they say why? Did anybody know why?
Probably because of the Rona.
No, I know, but they could always say something like.
I think a lot of the studios are just sort of reluctant to go. But I feel like they should have still had some sort of presence at the show. I know DC. You know, they tend. We got our Fandom event coming up. I think this weekend.
Or yeah.
Something like that. So you know, but I do feel like there should still be some sort of presence because again, why call it a Comic Con? Might as well just call it the anime show because it was mostly anime stuff there anyway.
And even though there was cosplay, there wasn't a lot of it either. I noticed.
Well, there was bars on who could on what you could cosplay because. They didn't allow full covering masks because they had to see that you're wearing your little mouth mask. Some people would see, like, if they were playing Iron Man, they had to hold their Iron Man helmet on the side, and then when somebody says, "Hey, you want to take a picture," they go and put their helmet on, and then they're, you know, but they have to literally take it off.
Interesting. I figured I may be stupid right now, but I'm like, I figured wearing like an Iron Man mask would be good enough. I guess not.
It's weird. I mean, a lot of that stuff is just done for you know, so they don't get sued.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Makes sense.
They have to make sure, like, you know, they you had to wear you had to get a wristband or something like that to make sure that everybody knew that you had your shots.
Yeah. Then, by the way, I got to speak on that real quick, if you don't mind, because Tanks is asking me, was there a vaccination requirement? Yes, there was, and they didn't give a fuck. I went in there. I'm fumbling with my phone, trying to get my you know, because I got the access shit they had me register for.
Yeah.
They're like, "What do you like? Go ahead, go through. Like, don't you want to see my vaccination shit?" Like, "No, go ahead." I'm like, okay. Literally the second time that's happened. I remember when we went to the concert, Manny, a couple weeks ago. You were supposed to show it. You were supposed to show something. Yeah. They were like, "Go right ahead." You know.
It all depends on the venue.
Yeah.
And how's
so this is literally the third time in a row where I've gone to an event that specifically said, have your vaccination ready. And they said, fuck it, go right ahead. So I'm like, what the fuck's the point of registering then? You know?
They have you sort of register this for this app.
Yeah.
At least I did the app because I didn't want to, because they were like, they literally told us, like the dealers, like, yeah, if you don't do the app thing, you may have to bring your card. I'm like, I ain't bringing my card all the way up to NYC. So I did the stupid app thing.
That shit weighs a lot.
And they said, well, I mean, you don't want to lose that shit, right? Yeah. Because then you got to get it reissued. Anyway, I just did the stupid app thing. You know, you put all your information in, whatever that is, and then you say where you did it, and then that's it. So then they literally didn't even scan the thing. It's got a scan code, and they just didn't even look at it.
No, they just said, you go ahead. It's like the good, ahead. What do they call it? The honor rule or something. Yeah, yeah, you're good. You said you have it.
They saw the app flashing, and they're like, all right, good.
No, with me, they didn't even check the app. I was like, I'm ready. Like, don't you want to see the app? Like, no, don't worry about it. You're good. Like, okay.
But anyway, all in all, it was a good show. I was quite happy with it. I'm actually sort of glad that it was a little bit of a baby step show where it wasn't like literally they dropped every single person on you. I feel like it's all right, just the ramp up. So maybe once everything's sort of cleared up, next year will be we'll have more people. Maybe they'll have a little more. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
I was fine. It was a good show.
There you go. All right, man. Let us start with the Throwdown show. We let the intro go a little more because not a lot happened this week, man.
Yeah, man.
Dry ass week in gaming, you know?
I mean, it's hilarious.
We have Back for Blood.
Especially after a Comic-Con like New York Comic-Con, usually there's quite a bit of things to
no
talk
about. No gaming at all.
Granted, Tony's position now, he doesn't do the hustle with the gaming anymore. But usually they have all these different like events going on. I mean, like, I remember Tony, one year when Control was coming out, you think you interviewed Sam Lake.
Homegirl, yeah.
Yeah, and the girl from the game. So it's like, it's interesting. After New York Comic Con, it's just Throwdown crickets.
Yeah, the Throwdown crickets. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it was pretty dry. There are two things that I can think of off the top of my head that we can use as topics if need be.
Yeah,
we can toss them. One being our Back for Blood impressions, and second is Adam Vale's Switch OLED impressions.
Oh, okay. So we'll save those for the back burner. Yeah.
Whoa, sure. LED.
But yeah, and again, this week was like shorter because of Columbus Day, so not a lot was going on, you know, but. We got some stuff for you, and like Carlos said, we may have some extra stuff as well.
Yeah.
So let's get into it, man. So the first topic, which Chris is here for this one, you know, when it's about Nintendo, you want Chris in this bitch, you know. So more evidence surfaces of the Switch OLED's 4K support, which is pretty interesting. So this dude. He's a YouTuber, but he has a video at least. It's not just him posting stuff. So he took his Switch apart, I guess. He posted his name is Calum Dram. He goes, "Hi gamers, nothing gets properly done in the internet, so I decided to do some to get myself the DP2 HDMI chip on the Switch OLED dock. Is a RTD 2172N. Damn, it's a lot of acronyms. I'm not reading all that shit. Which seems to match what Series M data mined from the Switch back in January. The next thing I did was hook up my Xbox One to my TV with the new HDMI cable that came in the dock, and yep, everything was fine. And right there it says supports 4K. So it kind of leads more evidence. Even Chris was saying it's like they were probably gonna have the 4K this year, but shit got crazy, so they just released this OLED version, and then we'll probably get the 4K next year. When Nintendo comes out and says no, these reports are untrue, those reports are true. Every time, you know, what's it saying, Carlos? Don't trust Kimishima. You know,
don't trust anything Kimishima says. Recently, I mean, they've been talking. Like, I guess they're quashing rumors now. So if they haven't said anything recently, you know, probably true.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy even tested it, but you know, that's besides the point. This thing, you know. Nintendo, you know, skimps on parts all the time. You know, they always go for the cheapest thing. They always go for the thing that brings up the highest margin when it comes to profits. And the fact that this has, you know, 4K compatibility, then it means that it was intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think so. You know, there's also the fact that this was a different vendor that they were using for this part. So maybe this is what they had in stock, and they gave them a good price for it. I was like, well, it's old, better than the old one that you had. So they're like,
yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, there are shortages around, you know, several types of fuels. Tony was talking about it earlier in our chat that there's toilet paper shortages or
coffee creamer.
There's shortages for everything. And, you know, the fact that maybe there was shortages for that specific part for that manufacturer, you never know. So it could be compensated so like, from a different manufacturer. It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were like, all right, this is what we have. It does the same thing. They had a little bump of an upgrade, but not much. And they got it for the same price. Because remember that other one, all the shit was old. It wasn't even a HDMI 2.0. And this one is.
Yeah. It was a paper shortage in general, which I didn't even know about. Manny was telling me about that, or telling us about it. Like, I didn't know there was a paper shortage. Oh, shit. Let me find out. We running out of trees in this motherfucker?
Yeah, man. Do you see all the forest fires?
No, it's more like the fact that since most of the industry was closed for like a year or opened and closed, a lot of the manufacturing wasn't done, and we sort of depleted whatever our stock was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, granted, this has nothing to really do with China, because most paper products are made in the United States. You know, we cut down our own trees and do that stuff.
USA!
That's the big...
Well, the thing is, we always do the China from Street Fighter, right? China! Japan! Gotta do USA, you know?
USA.
Yeah, the thing about it is that with the paper products that people didn't realize, paper that products. Was one of the products that wasn't made in China. And everybody's like, oh, we got to get as much as toilet paper as possible.
Dude's building forts out of toilet paper and shit.
Yeah, know? I mean, right now, it's really difficult. Paper towel and office paper and stuff like that. In fact, one of our books at DC got delayed because of the paper shortage.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Static got delayed.
No, so, it's bueno. Yeah. But yeah, this Switch, I fully believe this 4K shit's coming next year. You know, if Nintendo says it's not coming, it's coming. So,
yeah, I've been playing what's it called, Metroid Dread.
Oh,
great game, great series,
great series.
but man, the game. There's no reason why this game can't just bump up the resolution, just play the same. Because I'm playing it on my TV. It looks, you know, it runs great, it plays great. It needs a fucking resolution bump, man.
Yeah, those games are just rough, man. You know, when I played the demos of Monster Hunter Rise, so like, let me play. I like Monster Hunter now, you know, because you know, so let me play shit. I'm like, oh, I guess I don't like Monster Hunter that much. Fuck, you know, it looked brutal on 4K. Then when I played the demo for Bravely Default 2, I was like, all right, bro, can't do this. Can't do. Come on, like, I'm coming off of PS5, bro, and PC. Nah,
be able to do it.
Nah, can't.
Oh, especially after
with my upgrade. Oh man,
are you busy?
Yeah, no, can't do it. Can't be. I am that shallow. If a game doesn't look good, I will not play it.
I mean, it looks real,
you know.
And I'll give it credit. It does look good on portable. But
portable looks good. Yeah, but on your TV.
Yeah, my TV? OLED looks good. It's bright. People were coming by like, what the hell?
Adam warned me, man. He warned me. Because I was like, I play Switch on my TV. It looks good. He's like, wait till you play this shit on 4K. Oh, my God, bro. You do not want to do that.
Nope.
That's a that's Halloween horror story right there.
That's why I hate when people, I'm in disbelief when I hear it's like, oh, majority of people play it on their big screen TV. I'm like, then they must have shitty TVs. It must, because right? I can't imagine.
It looks good on my TV.
They play it on their 1080p TVs.
It looks so bad. Some games look downright fucking Nintendo old school, you know. I was like, this can't, I can't do it. It can't do it. That's why. And so many of the games that we saw later on, especially now, a lot of third party games, they even say that it's pretty much designed and they focus more on the smaller screen, on the actual device screen, because they know that was like, there's no way. And just think about it, the file size, a lot of these games are like maybe 12, the most, like I know the NBA series is like the largest one's like 33 gigs. Most of them are like from 12 to 20. Hell, the Odyssey in them are like 5 gigs. So take those smaller textures and then try to blow it up on your screen. Even if it stretches that, it's going to look so pixelated and horrible.
Man, yo, when I booted up Switch, like just the start menu, right? I was like, yo, do I need glasses now? What the fuck is going on, dude? You know? No, it's just the games just look blurry as fuck. But so yeah, hopefully this thing. I mean, here's the thing: it's not going to give every game 4K textures, but at least it'll make them look nicer on 4K screens. That's all we want, you know? Because the games the games are good. We're not knocking the games. They look bad. They look bad, bro.
Yo, Metroid Dread is great, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna play that shit soon, man. Oh, can't wait.
It's worth the money, man. But it's just, you know, it does look, you know, that shit looks like a less than a 360.
Yeah. Oh my god. That shit is crazy. No, we're not advocating the 4K emulation shit. Radio. Kotaku, we didn't get the chance to talk about that shit, did we? Oh, no, we did on the Sunday show. We did. Kotaku.
Bueno.
Oh, my God, man. All right, yo. Let's move on. Next topic. We're talking about... Adam, get your ass back here, man.
I'm here.
We got to talk about those Ghost Recons, man.
Oh, shit.
All right,
so,
how about someone hold up? My hands are underneath the desk.
What the fuck are you doing during the show? You can't do that shit later, motherfucker. Hold
on. Something, I found something magical.
This dude found a penny and shit. All right, you know what, Adam? For you, I'll bump up another story here. Give me a second. And while Adam tries to find a lizard or something, what are you... I don't know what this man is up to.
He found a golden ticket.
I'm coming back.
Are you sure?
Yep.
All right, I'll set it up.
What happened was, I was cleaning the office, and I found, you know, I got a lot of tech gadgets and shit, and I found this old camera. Canon digital camera. And I'm like, holy shit, how do I even, I don't have the adapter to plug into the computer or anything, so I'm just messing with it now. And then it's like, boop, the little hatch opened. I'm like, what the hell? And there was a memory card in it.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what's on this. And then for some reason,
don't show that shit to your wife.
There you go. So then I look at my computer has the ports for it. Yeah. For some reason, it wasn't reading it. So I had to look in my drawer because I have one of these USB that plays recognize multiple cards. And so that's what I'm going to do. I want to plug it in to see what the hell's on this.
What the fuck? Anyway,
Ghost
Recon. So, Adam, okay, just to set up, what's going on? No, we didn't talk about this because this news came out yesterday, I believe.
Or
the day before.
The one that I showed you that they delayed it.
Yeah, they delayed the multiplayer test indefinitely.
Yeah, nobody wants to play that fucking PvP shit. Come on now, that was a smack in the face. Oh, we're working on another Ghost Recon. Great, this is going to be awesome. Oh no, it's another Battle Royale bullshit with some Dark Zone elements. No, nobody wants to fucking play that shit. We want a real proper Ghost Recon. Cut the bullshit. And it's a free-to-play, and we know what that means. Mm-hmm. It means that they're going to try to microtransact your shit to the fucking end of the days because they want your money. It's bullshit. That's not what we wanted. Nobody wanted that. I was watching a live stream when they announced it on Twitch, and you could just see everybody thumbs down or just filling up. Like, what the hell is this shit? Why are you doing this? And it looked so much like that other bullshit PvP game that they're releasing. The one that everyone was comparing to Call of Duty. Remember that one? I forgot the name of it, but they showed it at E3.
Ubisoft?
Squad something. Yeah. There's another one that they showed off. That was at E3, and we were talking about that one.
We're not going to play this. Zombie game, right?
No, not a zombie game. Not a zombie game. It was just this type of game. Remember, we saw the person sliding underneath cars and then shimmering, like squeezing between doorways and stuff. And it's a first person, and you pick characters. It had that that Overwatch feel. But then modern.
Yeah, by the way, Adam, this isn't a knock on you. Like, but you literally just described like 12 games. Like it goes to show you how much these people just copying each other now, you know?
These people.
Yeah,
developers. It was whack. It was whack. And that's why I'm no surprise because nobody wanted that shit. And the whole point was like, oh yeah, we're gonna do early beta access, whatever. This is very, very early. I was like, good. If it's so early, can you cancel that shit and just work on something else that we want to play? Like, it baffles me that they're pushing so long. This is supposed to be the Ghost Recon anniversary. And they're like, oh yeah, we're giving you the original one, or it was one of the early ones for free on the Uplay, and free DLC for Wildlands. And yes, we've seen the progression from the squad tactical to open world. And then next you know, we're with Broke Point over there, we're moving your NPC teammates for real players. Not everybody wants to play with fucking humans. And they're like, oh yeah, well, we'll add that back in post-launch a year later. You know, it's like as if that part was an afterthought. That's what made Ghost Recon Ghost Recon.
Yeah.
The fact that you had your crew and you could say, hey, you'll flank left, flank right, take cover, you know, to send the commands, and then you remove that shit. Come on now. And then to say you're going to make another one, and that's what they said. Oh, within the fam, get ready. We got something else. And we're like, oh, this is great. And then they show this shit. It's like, this isn't Ghost Recon. You're just slapping the logo on another fucking PvP money grab that you're making and saying it. But it's, they just went off the rails in another direction.
Yeah. So, illustrate more what you said before. The game, I'm reading this off of Digital Trends. The game's trailer, reveal trailer, already sports an impressive 18,000 dislikes compared to 5,000 likes. That's brutal. That's ratio to hell right there.
Yeah, it was horrible.
That is horrible.
I was so, and at first they had a nice little video and they show it and you see people running. And I sort of went back into first person mode. It's been a long time because we've always had the third. And then we see the PvP and free to play and all. I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
Nobody wants this. Epic fail.
Here we go again.
Epic fail.
Big fail.
That's crazy. All right, man. That was quick. All right, moving on. Dragon Age 4. Some good news, actually.
Whoa.
The good news is it will not be cross-gen. Only on next-gen consoles.
So it's only going to be on the Xbox. I'll figure out.
Yeah. So yeah, Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5 only. So this is good thing. Which also means this game probably ain't coming out for another 3 years.
Yeah. Which game is this?
But I'm sorry, but I got to translate for you. Dragon's Age 4.
Oh. Yeah, you should have said so. Okay.
Yeah. I did translate it to Brett-ese, you know? But yeah, Brett, what do you think about this? No cross-gen nonsense.
I mean, that's the right step. Let's be honest. BioWare has one chance, if that. They have like three-quarters of a chance, yeah, I think, in most people's books, so... They really, really, really got to bring it with this and show not just solid gameplay, but, you know, next-gen graphics. If they want this franchise to hook and keep going, and I dare to say if they want to keep going as a, you know, headline RPG company, they need this thing to splash. And the best way to do that is to make it visually impressive as well as, you know, you need to have impressive visuals, impressive story, impressive gameplay. And if you don't hit all three of those, then... That's that. I mean, think about it. Think about how BioWare got just fucking raked over the coals for Andromeda, right?
And
that was just them looking like shit, but not even like a full generation back. They just looked bad, and it was written bad. And that game damn near fucking, in my opinion, tanked the company, not financially, but reputation-wise.
Don't forget about Anthem.
Oh, no, yeah, Anthem was pretty. It just didn't have, that's why I say you need all three of those things.
Yeah. I need to add a little addendum to what you said. You said that this could be it for them as an RPG company. I think if this doesn't work, it also could be it as them, for them as a company, period. This is EA we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying, dude? This is EA. Yeah,
I totally agree. That sounds a little hater and the sky is falling, but I agree that, you know, it's this, they're on the chopping block as far as EA is concerned. So produce or shit or get off the pot.
Yeah, pretty much it. Again, this EA doesn't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. They don't care if it's BioWare. They will axe you. And we already have, like, two strikes. One more. So this game is make or break for them. It really will be. But other than that, we don't really know too much about it. Again, I like the first two games. Actually, the first three games, excuse me. You know? People didn't like too much. I did. But I understand what the criticisms. But yeah, this game needs to land hard, you know, and we'll have to see. Hopefully it'll be good. Other than that, BioWare, they're done. So they're going to be like Visceral, which, by the way, Dead Space celebrated its, like, I think 13th year anniversary or something recently. Oh, yesterday, I believe.
Their 13th anniversary, and yet EA did not do a damn thing.
Well, they're doing that remake, you know.
They're doing the remake, but I mean, to be honest, you could tell that that shit was a late thought, because real fucking marketing Whoa. Would have said, "Oh, hey, 13th anniversary, let's get this shit rolling."
Yeah,
they probably didn't even think about that until like a year or two ago.
Well, if they would have thought about a year or two ago, probably would have had it by now, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what. Well, how, we don't know the extent of a remake or remaster or whatever the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, it's a remake apparently, like Resident Evil type remake.
Oh, okay. So there's a good chance the game could shit the bed.
It could be. It could. Yeah, it could. So I guess we'll see.
We don't like your interpretation of Dead Space. We'll just play the old one.
BioWare's also apparently working on another Mass Effect. They are working on another Mass Effect. So I guess two more chances they have. You know,
we're working on another Mass Effect. I'm afraid of what that means.
Yeah, after Andromeda, you know,
especially being that all the people that made Mass Effect are all gone now.
Yeah,
you know, made the Mass Effect that we all like. See, that's the thing that nobody ever talks about. Whenever they, like, oh, hey, they're gonna be making a new one, but what happens when all the people that made the shit that was good are all gone?
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not.
It doesn't mean a damn thing.
This is why I'm always like confused about people going, oh man, if we had a Dreamcast 2. The same people who made the Dreamcast and all those Sega games are not around anymore in Sega like that. Maybe a couple here or there, but no.
It's different. In order for it to be what it was, you got to get the band back together. You got to call up all the folks. You got to pull over. What's his face from EA? What's his face? What's his name? The British guy.
Peter Moore.
You got to call up Peter Moore, be like, yo, Peter, come, we're doing it again. You know, get everybody back to what they did.
I said Suzuki, Yuji Naka.
That was the thing. That's the thing that Microsoft did once they picked up the Gears IP from Epic. They wanted to bring in some of the people back and some of the key guys that
worked. They got Rod Ferguson, right?
Yeah, they got Ferguson to come back. You know, and then that brings some credibility to it. It was like, all right, well, you got some of the original Menudo, so maybe this will work out. You know, you can't. Yeah, Ricky didn't want to come back, but whatever. You got some of the others. So.
Yeah. Uh-oh, we got an interesting question.
Oh, no.
This is not the question about show.
About Menudo?
No, it's about, right? it's about three of us specifically.
Oh, shit. I took a shower.
he goes,
yeah, I'm good. He goes,
why would anyone wear hats inside the house? Because we're New Yorkers, baby. This is what we do, you know?
I just didn't feel like brushing my hair today, and I just slapped the hat on.
That's it. It's part of the brand, baby.
Just always wear my hat. Like, that's just something I do. Like, yeah. I'll take my shoes off and stuff, but the hat.
The hat gotta stay, you know?
This hat just stays. There's no real reason for it.
I don't want to scare people with my buckwheat hair, so.
There we go. So bad. The fuck? Let's see. I don't got much.
You kids don't know who buckwheat is.
They don't know buckwheat. And I ain't got shit, you know? You know?
I ain't doing that. I ain't lifting it up.
But the thing is, like, think about it. If I just had my white ass head and all this black, it wouldn't work. You got to have some, you know, accessorize.
Although your white ass head, if you just had like a white suit on, you know.
Yeah, it would work. I would be like Kingpin with a purple tie.
You'd be the Kingpin with a purple tie.
You know. Well, your buddy, one that made that suit, have him make one for you so you can just slide it on.
Yeah, right. You just slide it in. I'm professional, motherfuckers.
Professional.
Oh, man. All right, let's move on. What is the next three? What are we talking about next, man? Do I even have this shit ready? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So Disney is teasing a new Star Wars game announcement for December. Very interesting. Okay. So basically, they had this graphic of all these upcoming Star Wars related, like, you know, things. And they're all like kind of shown by a symbol. And for December 13th, I believe it is, one of the symbols is just a gamepad. And what happens during December, specifically around December 13th? The Game Awards. So
that wasn't Pearl Harbor. What was Pearl Harbor?
December 11th, wasn't it? Or 7th? I don't know. I always get that one.
It's
one of those days. But now I lost my train of thought. We got Game Awards. So my prediction, I could be wrong, but my prediction is Jedi Fallen Order 2 announcement. So that's what I think is going on. Because if they do another fucking Lego shit, it's like, all right, bro, come on. You're teasing us right now.
No, well, what about the one that the massive, I think it's Massive Entertainment, the Division team they're working on. What if they're going to show off something, some gameplay?
Do you think that'd be too early, though?
I hope not.
Man. No, because they already had the world. Remember, that was the whole reason why they went with them. They were like, all right, we're using this world. We're just going to change the texture. But they had that built. So they're just building all the assets on top of it.
I don't know.
So I could, yeah, I could definitely see that.
I'd be interested. I think the other one is some more gameplay. Likely. But, yeah, I would be with it, you know?
It's well, I think the biggest news from the existing Star Wars games would be Jedi Fallen Order 2, because Fallen Order 1 was a big hit. But would be interesting if they announce a game from a developer no one's expecting. You never know. Maybe Insomniac just fucking working on a Star Wars game.
Hey, we got a Star Wars game.
Logic Wins is asking, isn't Quantic Dream working on one? Is that true? Or is that a rumor? You know?
I don't remember.
I'll search it. And by the way, it was December 7th.
December, that's the
Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hold up. I got to stop the show real quick. Yo, my man, one subset. My man's from Lafrak City. Oh, shit.
Lafrak. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Dude, I'm from Flushing. That's like right there, bruh. Good shit.
I'm from El Paso. It's like the same continent.
They're on the same continent. You know?
Lafrak, my man. Yeah, Lafrak City, that's by the fucking Queen Center Mall. It's like close in that area. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, like two stops away from Queensbridge.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, there's rumors about the whole Quantic Star Wars, but it's from a YouTuber, so
that's a grain of salt that's so large it doesn't even fit in the room.
Oh shit, that's a boulder of salt, you know.
That's a boulder of salt.
By the way, I wonder how
Colossus of salt.
Yeah, I wonder how that comment is playing on with people who are watching us on YouTube. These motherfuckers are YouTubers, though. What are they talking about?
Yeah,
we are Twitch streamers, man. You know,
the only one that breaks news here is Manny.
Yeah, Manny is the one who breaks. It's true, he does. He found that Kojima one, you know, hidden in the cut. You know,
mm-hmm. In the box.
Yeah. What's up? Shout out to you, brother. Queens represent, baby.
Oh yeah, Queens, the most diverse borough in the NYC.
This is a fact. This is a fact. Most populous too.
I heard there's places in Queens where it's like just a bunch of Koreans.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Well, where I used to live in Astoria was supposed to be Greeks, and then it was all Egyptians.
Oh shit!
The demographics changed too, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, my area where I used to live in Bayside, that was becoming a very Korean area, so there was a lot of Korean restaurants. So yeah.
Yeah.
Get some good old Korean food. Get some bibimbap and some Vietnamese food.
Yeah, so, and that's the beauty of Queens. Like, well, even Brooklyn. In fact, almost every area except Manhattan. Manhattan's not so much, but all the other outer boroughs, especially more like Queens and Brooklyn, you have areas that are just dedicated to certain nationalities. You have Hasidic Jew areas in Brooklyn, and you have, yeah, little Chinatown in Korea and all these other things. And it's awesome.
A lot of packages I get come from this place called MassPeth, right? Queens. I had to go up there one time because FedEx was fucking up. I go up there. I'm like, yo, am I in Germany right now? Blonde hair, blue eyed motherfuckers in Queens. I'm like, what is this? What is happening right now? You know? And then it turned out, it was settled by a bunch of German people back in the day, you know? But I've never seen that because in Queens, the game I play is find the white person. It's like, they're not here, you know? Pretty interesting. Very diverse. The biggest borough, too, which is funny because every time I go to another state and whatever, they're like, oh, where you from, man? You from the Bronx? Fuck that. I'm not from Bronx. You from Brooklyn? I'm not from Brooklyn, bro. Queens, baby. Nobody ever thinks of Queens. I'm like, how do you not think of Queens? It's the biggest fucking borough here, you know? Spider-Man's from Queens, bro.
Yeah, it just doesn't get all the attention because of the whole landmark shit. I mean, if you go, Sesame Street is in Queens.
Yeah,
If you want to go down that road, a lot of people don't think about that. It's just things. Some of the first movie studios were all in Queens and Long Island City.
All those stoops in Sesame Street are from Queens.
Yep, that's it's actually a specific part of Queens. The Cosby Show was also filmed in Queens too.
Yeah,
and
the exterior of Cosby's home is actually a place in Queens, and it's not actually in Manhattan like they lead you to believe it is.
Oh man!
So I have a dumb question.
I love how we just went completely off topic, but there's not really much to say. We'll see what happens.
Kaufman Studio. Because that's when I would walk all the way down Steinway. Then there was the studios there. Then across the street they had the movie theater.
Yeah.
There's Silver Cup Studios over there.
Yep. There you go.
So I have two questions. No. Is Corona Queens all Mexicans, and is Jamaica Queens all Jamaicans?
Corona is not.
No. You guys missed the joke.
Yes, we do know. Yeah. I know.
No, no.
Well, no, but here's the back. I mean, I don't know about, because I haven't been to Corona a while, but back in my day, it was fucking Dominicans in Corona. Yeah, you know?
It's Dominicans, a lot of Colombians. Yeah, a lot of Colombians that are there. You know, Jamaica, when I worked in Jamaica for a little while there at that site. And yeah, there are a lot of Jamaicans there. There's also a lot of Africans.
Yeah, it's a large black
population. A lot of Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Caribbean, a lot of Caribbean food spots, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're the
Golden Sun.
What? I knew you were going to bust out that shit, yo. I forgot who in the chat mentioned it.
When he said that shit, I was fucking.
Oh, no.
Oh my god.
So Corona is only Dominicans and Colombians, but no Mexicans.
Yeah, I don't know about that now, because back in the day where I used to live in by Junction Boulevard, right? Well, 7 train goes by there. When I went there like 3 years ago, I'm like, where the fuck are the Dominicans? Just Mexicans everywhere now. You know, it was crazy.
Dominicans are in the Heights.
I found them at Banco Popular, though, when I went in there, you know.
But, you know, the thing about it is that it's like, you know, like Spanish Harlem has gotten, there's more Mexicans in Spanish Harlem now. And, you know, and I'm sure Corona's got more. Here's the thing, like, when it comes to, like, you know, like, other, like, people, like, you know, like Hispanic people tend to stick together, and if one bunch of Hispanic people moves out of the neighborhood, then another bunch of Hispanic people.
Yeah.
So like my dad used to live up in the Bronx. You know, Bronx is mostly known as a lot of Puerto Ricans, but that one area, which was once Little Italy, became more Mexican.
Yeah. Yo, I'm still thinking about that Golden Sun shit. That was because of Damien. I did a Damien accent. And somebody goes Golden Sun. I was fucking done. I was fucking done. Because if you take the Q25 to Jamaica and Jamaica and Jamaica and Hillside, take that stop, walk down one block, Golden Sun right there. Great fucking beef patties, man. You know.
Mm-hmm. What's always sucked is that line, man. That 7 line. There's always issues with it. It was always packed. You know,
oh, even if train,
it
went,
the 7 train. Whenever, just trying to get to Main Street took forever because of all the spots that you hit along the way with Shea Stadium and all that.
Yeah. Barry Byrne says, I used to work at Kaufman's Astoria. Got to see the dark side of Sesame Street. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh. Yeah, the Kaufman Astoria. That's what we
did. Yeah, that's it. That's Incredibles. It. That's that theater. That's the theater. Yeah. And then right across the street, there was... I think it was a PC Richards.
Yes.
Those electronics store. That was right in front of it. PC Richards. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's gone. Yeah.
It's another place we used to hit up. All right, man. Moving on to this next story here. This one's a fun one. There was a little bit of beef. Even though we're talking about chicken, a little bit of beef going on between KFC Gaming and Turtle Rock Studios.
Oh.
All right. So earlier this week, KFC Gaming, I don't know how they're still a thing. They tweeted, they had a picture. It was a picture of Left 4 Dead and Back 4 Blood. And the tweet was, nobody likes a cheap knockoff. That's what the tweet said, right?
For AFC, there's a cheap knockoff or something like that.
Yeah, but it's like, you guys realize it's the same studio made both those games, right?
Nope. Wait, but KFC, like the chicken place, yes, is making the PC?
Yeah, yeah. They have a Twitter account, KFC Gaming.
I understand, but why would they? That seems so out of, like, what's the point? Why would they?
Because they're trying to get hits. But you know what? Let me read the actual tweet.
All right, keep going.
Okay, so yeah, it goes, every masterpiece has a cheap copy. That's what KFC Gaming said, right? Turtle Rock comes out and they go 11 herbs and spices, still no taste.
Oh.
And they're right.
Gotcha. Yeah, they're right. Yeah, fuck KFC.
Popeyes is good.
All the way. You know.
Popeyes. We had Popeyes. You know what? Here's something real quick. My daughter's birthday, October 5th, they just passed. And we're like, all right, what do you want? You get a special treat for dinner. Popeyes. That's what she wants. Popeyes.
Adam, did you get the chicken nuggets?
Oh, you mean popcorn chicken?
No.
No, chicken nuggets.
Oh, no, we didn't get there.
Oh.
I got regular spicy chicken, you know.
Oh, Carlos, thank you for reminding me, bruh. I got to get on them nuggets, man.
I didn't know they made them. I mean, what do the nuggets taste like? Are they spicy?
Like heaven, apparently. Like, you know?
Oh, you mean like the last sandwich they made? What was that?
Oh, yeah, that was good, too.
Yeah, the chicken sandwich. Yeah. I mean, you know, just here's the thing. All of these places, McDonald's, I don't know why people hype up McDonald's chicken nuggets.
I mean, they're good.
They're good. Don't get me wrong. Manny and I lived off of those nuggets for a while. Every time we finish a concert, hey, chicken nuggets.
Let's go get some chicken nuggets.
They're good, but they're not like the bomb. They're just good. It's like a hot dog. You don't eat it because you like it. It's just, it fills you up, you know?
Well, there's people that like talking about. People are crazy.
Yeah.
yeah. So the baseline is really low. Chick-fil-A, I think, has the best chicken nuggets until Popeye started making them.
That's heavy right there, Carlos. Because Chick-fil-A is some good fucking nuggets, man.
The thing with Chick-fil-A is that
they put holy water on it, you know?
Oh, yeah, they bless it.
Yeah,
it's kosher.
They're kind of smaller and not as crispy.
Yeah.
And expensive as fuck. So, yeah, I think Popeye's is juicier, crispier. And cheaper, so do it up.
All right. So, did they reply back though? Now I'm curious. Did they say anything about?
Oh, I don't know if KFC. I think KFC shut the fuck up after.
I just don't understand. Yeah, I mean, why would they say that? Clearly, they didn't do any research. I mean, you don't even have to do a lot of research to find out that it's the same damn studio.
Yeah, yeah. They're dumb. You know.
I think it was just an opportunity to try and because remember that it's an advertising brand at the end of the day. I guess. I mean, the reason it hasn't gone out of business yet is because it didn't make any money. So, but I'm sure they're trying to still be relevant, and they figured slinging some shade was the best way to pop their own collar. I mean, it was a low hanging fruit, man.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, somebody's copying somebody. People copy us. So yeah, let's do that. It makes for a perfectly good advertisement tweet. Remember, these aren't people. They don't have beef. This is an advertising company throwing shade to try and get other people to talk about it, which you are. And yeah, that's it.
Did their PC ever come out? The one that can fry chicken?
I don't know if it did. Did it come out?
It wasn't actually for sale.
No, it was for sale. You could pre-order.
Yeah, you could pre-order.
He said he was going to pre-order it. It was like $1,500.
Yeah. I think they like only took pre-orders and then manufactured those, though. I don't think that they were like retail for sale or anything.
They didn't like a Kickstarter.
I don't think you could just go to a store. Yeah, actually, exactly like that.
I'm looking.
Yeah, it was definitely a low blow. It wasn't really necessary.
No, it wasn't necessary, but you know the clapback was epic. You know.
Yeah, obviously they want to stir shit up because you know that I think that's what a lot of the attention to KFC gaming has been since its inception. It's just been a lot of kind of viral kind of tweets and stuff and advertisement. But yeah, I mean, Back for Blood is not a bad game. I mean, it's a decent game. The only thing that sucks about that game is the fucking progression system.
Yeah. By the way, you perfect segue. Let's give our Back for Blood impressions, man. Let's get into it. Yeah.
How much you expand on that? What do you think? Fine talked about the progression system.
Well, we have Brett on. Brett, when we were playing, did you play before us? Were you playing with some other people or by yourself?
Like two levels. Why?
Because when you left, we could not get back to that spot where you were.
We had to start over. Beginning.
We did all the way at the bottom where you can select star point, and none of us had anything else besides the first level. We could not do it. And this is how, and I put in my review that I consider this a glitch because we decided just to, Carlos was hosting and he says, all right, we'll just start playing and we'll see how far we get. So we went and we played a little more and then we just stopped. But when we backed out of the game and came back in and we went to that select your start point, we all saw the level that we were up to that we had just played. And that wasn't there when we played with you.
It may have been because I just did like a, I was just killing time that day. And so I was just doing it like, you know, jump in somewhere in Act 1. So I must have jumped into somewhere's game and I guess it unlocked all the love until that point, maybe?
That's the only thing I can think of. Yeah.
And it wasn't just only that. It was the fact that when we replayed the levels that we played with when we were all us four, they weren't hard.
They weren't. We remember? Blazed through. Remember?
I went back and I played with another person. I ran halfway through the game in one sitting, and then finally the game was like, okay, you've had enough, and dump me back in camp.
Oh shit!
Damn.
Yeah, so there's something off with that game. Maybe it's probably with the cards or the difficulty or something. Because when we were playing, and I remember Brett specifically, we discussed about the level difficulties to choose. I think Adam was the one telling you. It's like, yeah, just pick a, was it a recruit or,
yeah, the first one.
Yeah, yeah. Pick recruit.
And I mean, it was still hard. So
I think it's similar to most games where when you have a full squad, then they just bump the difficulty. Like, we remember, Tony, when we did that in Division.
Yeah, yeah.
When we would just play, we're flying through, and as soon as the voice of God and Chris jump in, next thing you know, it's like, holy shit, we got to take cover just from the goons on the street. Like, things are getting rough. It's like the game behind the scenes just ups the difficulty. So maybe, because this time when we played, it's just Carlos and Tony.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get a full person.
We did later on. We got Shadow first.
We get that Shadow dude. Shadow.
And we got that one guy. Remember that we got that one guy that played with us for a while?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whisper, who kept posting a little flag for us.
Yeah, he was good.
He was really good.
Yeah, very. Yeah, we got paired with some good people, actually. Now that we think about it, you know? So I don't know. It was weird. We were just blazing through that shit the second time. But and then when I went to go back to my game, nope, all that shit was lost.
Oh, you know? It was gone again?
Yeah.
Even after, I thought we all saw it afterwards.
No, when I went to my game after everybody had left, I went there, all that. Here's the thing. It was gone, but if I went to solo campaign, it was there. But if I play solo campaign, none of that shit's going to cross over.
Yeah, so, and now it's the other issue. Yeah. That's the other bullshit. They said they're going to fix that. They said that one they're going to address, and they're going to figure something out. But, yeah, it's pointless to play that mode if you want to progress in any form. It's like there's none of that.
Yeah, I wrote that in my review, too. You know, I'm like, bro, you know,
what's up? I think I know why. It's because when you start one of those things, it's called a run.
Yeah.
And you have to create a run in order to start, like the campaign, the co-op campaign. And when we went back to the camp, it said, oh, do you want to resume the run? And I'm like, well, what the fuck? So I think that's why it does that. It's kind of bullshit because, you know, you lose all the progression if you just want to start over or play with different people, or, you know, someone else that was in that party wants to start their own game. So it's just a mess, man. I wish it did something about that, because this game is actually pretty good.
Yeah, but it makes you not want to play it because of that. Like, you know, part of me is like, I want to get back together with you guys because we have genuine fun. But it's like, if none of that shit matters, what's the point? You know, all that hard work for nothing.
Hold on.
What?
Like, it's. I understand that it might be frustrating because you've had it disappear, but we've all played games where only the leader is making progress. And granted, we don't know how it works, and that's a critical failure on their part. But I don't think you should feel fucking discouraged, man. You can go in, hop in a game, play for a little while, and then you can start a new run from the furthest point that you completed it at. So, like, yeah.
That's the key, what you just said, the furthest that you completed at. It's like, but we didn't have that. Or the next person that jumps in can't get it. So if we're playing, and it's like, yeah, we're getting to your point where you were, it's like everybody else knows, like, shit, we're not going to get this. Then we're going to have to redo this all on our end.
Isn't through the levels. It's through your supply points and deck building. It's the same thing as Dark Souls. Like, if I jump into Chris's game and run through three levels, my game hasn't advanced those three levels. But the point of, I think, these types of games is that's not what you're going for. You're going for, like, raw point purchasing power and building the best deck. So, like, I'll just jump in and just play, fucking jump me in on Act 1. Then I can play around with somebody and then jump out. And it doesn't matter where I got in the level, because I'm basically playing horde mode after horde mode. What I'm doing is expanding my deck. And I can build different decks for different things. Like, I have a melee deck that, you know, has super swing wind up and plus stamina and plus hit points every time I kill somebody in melee and yada 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 yada. So and you only get 15 deck. Like, I'm not sure how much you guys built out your decks, and I'll be honest right up front, I'm not usually a fan of deck building games, and in this I'm even just kind of but it does make kind of sense when you're like, okay, so you get a card every level. And I want to just have only good cards. So, like, every time you select a card at the beginning of the level with, like, +5 health, the idea is that you just get rid of all of them. So, you know, a card that's +5 health, who the fuck needs that? I have a card that's +15 health, +20 stamina. And that makes you more bad, so you can keep taking runs, or keep taking a crack at the runs. Because as your first, like, initial starter deck, I don't think that you can. I mean, if you're good enough, but I don't think you're supposed to be able to just run through the game without building a deck. It's just a, like Dark Souls, hate making that comparison, but make several failed runs, use those points / levels that you've helped other people push forward their runs to better your character, and then create your own campaign.
So, see, I went to create it from another location, and I could do it. It's still there for me, Tony.
Or me, I'll check my send. But and Brett, I don't disagree with what you said, but you got to understand that guys like, you know, me and Adam and Carlos, who want to make progression in the game, feel kind of like, what's the point if I can't make the same progression with the same crew I've been with, or, you know, or if somebody drops out, we got to start all over again.
Yeah.
It's frustrating because we're trying. We want to get to the end of the game. You know.
Okay, but let me. Yeah. I get that, and I'm saying they should have advertised it. Or explained it a little bit better. But, like, so do you think that you're going to start at Act 1, Stage 1, play through sequentially each stage until the end of the game, and then you're done?
That's what I want to do.
This kind of game is.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. And Adam, I'm pretty sure that's what you want to do. We get together and we play through until the end, and we're done, you know?
Yeah, like, we get it if there's, you got to restart a run or whatever, but at least that we're all progressing and unlocking those chapters as we go through. So then that way, because we'll get to a save point. Even on in the website, it even says, it's like, hey, you can back out and resume at any point as soon as you get into a safe house. Once the load is done and then it loops back, you can back out and then, don't worry, resume later. But that was the issue. When we came back after we played with we
back couldn't to resume. Beginning. Yeah.
It was back at
the beginning. I get that. Hold on. Yeah, I get that. But here's what I'm saying. I got levels that I could start from that I never beat. So while you, from your point of view, it looks like only my progress mattered in our game, I can tell you I'm on the other side of the fence because I got bonuses from never even having completed levels. See, I jumped in on something glitch. Like halfway through. Yeah, it may be a glitch. Yeah. We don't understand how that works. But what I can say definitively is this ain't the kind of game where you're supposed to just sit down at level one, play through to the end, hang up your controller and go, that was fucking nice.
Yeah, well, maybe that's my problem then.
You know? It's too much like a roguelike for you, Tony.
Yeah, but it's not really a roguelike. It's like,
that's exactly what a roguelike is.
No, because the enemies and items change, but the levels stay the same. You know,
actually, some of the levels change.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh yeah, that was a little bit. Yeah.
That single player and co-op. Those are the variances. I mean, obviously, you're not going to have levels.
Yeah, because when we played the same levels, there was the same instance.
Well, not even. But
it
even
have to change level. The levels don't have to change for it to be a roguelike.
Then it's not a roguelike.
Even when we were playing in the beta, which said that was the first chapter, the whole thing, they changed that around because we never got to the church. There is no church. And from what we were playing in the final build, and that instead we got that room with the jukebox.
Oh, I got to the church.
I got to the church in my solo game.
Yeah. But is that after the jukebox?
Yeah.
See, but we didn't have the jukebox. And when we played in the beta one, that whole chapter was that wasn't in there.
Yeah.
So they added some stuff.
All right, Brett, because I'm curious, make your case for this being a roguelike, because one subset agrees with you. And I'm like, I'm not seeing the roguelike stuff in this game at all.
Okay, so a lot of roguelikes have procedurally generated, but I don't think that's one of the foundational things that it needs. A roguelike, from my understanding and from a lot of people's understanding who I've talked to, is basically a game where you are going to die. You're not going to make it through the game. It's trying its hardest to kill you, and that death is permanent. It will reset your game, or it will give you a penalty. But each time you run through those levels again and again and again, you do get to bring home some small amount of something that helps you level up, helps you become bad.
That's the cards.
Yeah, and that's the cards. So you make progress not by pushing through the levels, but by building your character until you get to the point where you can roll straight through it.
Yeah,
but
it makes you stronger.
Yeah, I think the game is designed like it will almost definitely murder you if you just try and play from point A to B to C, done, finished, over. Like one of the things it encourages is even, you know, jumping in other people's quick play games just to earn those supply points so that you can take it back to your campaign. So it's roguelike in the sense that it's a crushing difficulty that's designed to kill you over and over and over, but you still make a character progress, but not world progress.
Well, here's the thing, though. Aside from the game we play with you, the game's not hard.
Yeah,
it's easy. I mean, obviously, if you're playing on a recruit, it's going to be easy. But I'm like, I played the solo campaign. I made it all the way to Act 2.
Yeah. No, I think it's got some balancing problems, man. It was too hard. It was too hard when there's four people. And then there's like two people. Yeah, you just kind of breeze right through it. I'm not. This is what I think they're going for. I'm not saying it was the most well executed, but the idea of you progress your character, not the world, is something that's pretty standard in roguelikes. So I think that's kind of where I say like it's kind of a roguelike. Doesn't have procedural generation.
Or the brutal difficulty. Yeah, I mean, there's some aspects. I'll give you that. But to me, roguelike is procedural world, brutal difficulty. This doesn't really have those, you know?
I think this is more, you know, and this is more akin to Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead is nothing like a roguelike. They just did a Left 4 Dead clone because they worked on that before, and they added some roguelike aspects. I don't like the cards. If I'm being honest, I don't like.
I think that's a dumb thing. I'm like, they could just get rid of this. This is stupid. Just let us kill fucking zombies, man. You know?
Yeah, that's it. I honestly, for those type of games, like when I play Left 4 Dead, it's horde mode, but I get to move to places.
Yeah,
that's why I like the game. It's more about the weapons. It's more about all that stuff. I don't really want to level up shit.
Yeah,
I don't want to think about that kind of stuff. I just want to, you know, pick my weapon, go search for something. Pick it up, you know, bang, and kill stuff. I think that's, you know, I'm more, when I play those types of games, I just think really simplistically, and I guess that's just what attracts me about those types of games.
I don't disagree with you either. The only thing I could say to it is playing devil's advocate, like, okay, so how are you supposed to engage people long term if you don't want people to just play, start at level one, go to, you know, act four, stage one, finish that, and then hang the game up and leave? Like, how do you do that? Like, you have to, they're trying to find a way to make it an activity. Not saying they're doing a good job, but it's I kind of understand the card system in the sense of like, okay, so, you know, how do we randomize your encounters? Well, we'll give you cards that change the factors of the fight and give you new challenges or more difficult challenges. Then you don't get to necessarily build the same character you want, but you get to up your chances of getting the character you kind of randomly assigned to you. I mean, it kind of makes sense. And from the idea of repeatedly playing it over and over again the way you would play, say, Call of Duty Zombies, I totally get that. So, like, if I'm comparing it to Call of Duty Zombies, I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's horde mode, but I get to run around. I get to upgrade weapons. It's kind of different factors in each level.
Use your points to unlock rooms and stuff and progress.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I get that. Like, they had to add those elements in there so people keep playing long term. But at the same time, you know, Left 4 Dead didn't have that card stuff, and people play that shit for years.
So, yeah. You know? So, you know what?
Do you think that would still fly, though?
That's the thing, though. I don't think it actually would in 2021, you know, where games have to be like RPGs. So, again, just agreeing with you, even though I don't like it, yeah, it wouldn't fly, man. Go ahead, Adam.
How about if they just put in an option somewhere down the road where it's like you disable that? That's an option when you set up for your run. It's like you want to play with cards on or off, or at least to get rid of the cards for the zombies themselves. Remember, it's like you always they always some corruption. It's like, why can't I just play
that's
it?
The randomization part, that's the procedural part where they're trying to copy from roguelike without changing the level.
The thing that I do enjoy is or I would appreciate is what they did in this game is they had like challenges, like card challenges. I think that would have been cool, like just using that instead of the other stuff. It's like, hey, you know, beat this level, and here's another thing: you can do that and just use those challenge cards to give you like sort of better, more ammo or a better weapon, and just do one difficulty. Don't make three difficulties and make it just the standard. And you know, the more you play, if you're having a hard time in your first run, the more you play, the better you'll get, and.
You're going to put the responsibility on the player to get better. I see how it is.
Yeah. It's
we can't have that in this day and age.
You know.
Okay. I got to say this. I think the biggest crime of this game that it's guilty of is not knowing what genre it is. Because it tried to do something kind of different. Tried to be like, hey, how about horde mode, but kind of going from point A to point B. Problem is the water got muddled in there. Or the water got muddied in there, because when you're playing a horde mode, you're generally just playing it to kill time for funsies, and you're playing it over and over and over and over again. And they're like, well, how can we take this and then build it into a story? Like, well, the second you build it into a story, you kind of fuck it up for some people, especially people like you, Tony, where you're like, if there's a story, I feel compelled to do the story and treat it like a story, not like an activity, not like a fucking fuck around do this kind of thing game. And I think it pulled a lot of people like, okay, so there's a cinematic, there's a story in here. I'll be honest, I don't think the story fucking matters. I don't think anybody knows what's going on in the story. Yeah. I don't think anybody's paying attention to the story.
hate movement and survive.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, I don't know, like some things attacked, and we fought a big guy, and then we ran, and then we tried to explode a boat, and then there was this gas station. Like, so what's the fucking narrative? You're like, I have no fucking clue, man. No, nobody knows. Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's like four people who played this game who are like, this is a really good story.
Yeah, right.
Everybody else is like, I don't get it. Especially because you're playing it out of order so much. Right? Like, maybe if once you've dug down, you've got like the idea of it, jumping back and kind of rewatching certain episodes to find things that you've missed. But it doesn't like work like that. So you play this thing all out of order. It doesn't know exactly what genre it wants to be. It doesn't know if it's trying to be cinematic or fun or what. It's just kind of in the middle of a bunch of things. While I applaud them for trying to do something different, and actually applaud.
What's that sound, by the way, that's going on right now?
I have no fucking clue.
Manny, is that you?
Yep.
Yes, it was Manny. All right, go ahead, Brett.
I applaud them for trying to do something different, and I think that they halfway succeeded. This is one of those games that's really, if you look at it the right way, yeah, it's fun. It's a good game. And I'm not going to say if you look at it the wrong way, it's a bad game. It's just kind of, it doesn't have an identity that it knows what to be. And if you kind of look at it like, oh, okay, so this is, yeah, just swarm mode or horde mode or whatever you have, but I get to go from point A to point B, and it randomizes the encounters a little bit. I can just jump in and jump out. Cool. Yeah. And I don't mind the card system in the sense that, like, well, I don't have to build a character, and I'm not committed to any kind of character. And it's not like I'd get this slow power growth. So it's a decent way to reset the power level, which is something that's going to be necessary for repeated play. So, yeah, I mean, I guess if this is, if I look at this like, man, this is the replacement I have to Call of Duty Zombies or Gears of War Horde mode. Okay, then I feel like it delivers. If I look at it for what it's advertised as, a cinematic experience that, is high produced and lots of fun, that you can jump in and jump out with your friends, like, I don't know, man. It feels like it comes up lacking against the game that it is the spiritual successor to. So, like, I know it's a better game than Left 4 Dead. I truly feel that all of the parts are individually better and how they're put together is better. It's people getting better at what they do. I just don't feel like it's better, man. I'm not sure.
I don't disagree with what you said.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's World War Z still for the win. At least with this one, compared to both of them, what's going on with it. Because, yeah, the card system, really, the downfall for me was Swarm. When we played that,
That was whack.
Swarm was really bad, yeah.
Yo, that we all rage quit that shit. We're like, fuck this.
Yeah, that felt pointless. I was like, this was a waste. They could have done so much more with this. I was like, I forget. And it sucks because they call it Swarm, and Swarm is a big name in World War Z because that's what you see with the hundreds of fucking zombies just piling up.
Yeah, that
up,
shit is crazy. Yeah.
And that shit happening in real time while you're playing, just hosing them down and just taking out a knife and just cutting them up and just switching from third to first person in real time. It's awesome. It's just a great experience. So I still put World War Z Aftermath for the win if you're looking for that type of party zombie shooter. And then, yeah, they got the Back 4 Blood. I'm sure they're going to do a lot of work to it. It doesn't feel completely fleshed out. We already talked about some of these issues.
Yeah. Again, it's not a bad game. It is fun, but I just wish some of those things would be ironed out, Progression is my main thing. I'm like, bro, what are you doing here,
Yeah, I mean, like, you realize the talent that's in these studios and they know what they're doing, and a lot of the stuff that I'm sure if we go back to play Left 4 Dead, it's like, oh, this feels better in Back 4 Blood. But yeah, this game still needs a lot of work to go from just a good game to like a great game, and hopefully they have another chance to either via updates or sequel.
It takes time. Look at when Left 4 Dead came out, it was good. It was like, oh, that's great. But Left 4 Dead 2, that was it. That was the one. It was like, oh,
well, Left 4 Dead 1 was a smaller game. Left 4 Dead 2 is like, oh shit, people like this kind of stuff. Let's make it
make it bigger and do a lot more.
But remember, this is the modern age. I'm pretty sure this game itself would just get updated, They'll call it something else.
Remember, there's that Ultimate Edition that we got. So I think they have plans for DLC, right? They said like more stories, more levels coming.
Yeah.
So they plan on building it and having it stick around for a while.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go anywhere, all right, that was good. And then the last thing we're going to talk about is the Nintendo Switch OLED impressions. So who has it here? Adam, you have it. Carlos, you didn't buy it, right?
No, I did not.
All right, good.
Here we go.
All right, so Adam, give us your impressions, man.
His name is Hugo.
All right.
Many know Hugo.
Yeah, you know Hugo, right?
I know Hugo, man.
It's great. It's the screen, man. It's unlocking. So,
no, don't give out your code.
It's right there. So, oh, yeah, Metroid Dread, right? Died. I died, yeah. I died.
Was it by one of those fucking...
It's cool. Those, oh, yeah, yeah. That dude's fucking
stalkers. Yeah, man, he got the Vita.
I heard of that. I saw it on Craigslist.
Yeah.
This has look at this big-ass kickstand.
Oh, damn.
Nice. Yeah, this shit
man,
works.
Man, you're muted.
Angles.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the game.
I don't know if you heard, mine has an OLED too.
Yeah, you know.
But it's not 7 inches. That's the difference. Seven inches. That's the difference here. The
size matters.
Size does matter. There you go. So no, it's great. It's nice and bright. You can see the color. It's definitely a beautiful screen.
Your screen got colors.
They got some colors.
Got 64 colors.
Yeah, but so far, I mean, the only issue I had actually came from the whole process of setting this shit up. Uh-oh. What a pain in the ass. Because first...
Adam's stories.
There we go. It's not just me. Everybody that... This is some bullshit. Because it makes it seem like, just transfer your profile if you still have your Switch, which I did. So I went, put them side by side, followed the steps. It says moving over my profile, my saves. Sounds good, right? Everything's going to work. So I have a 512 gig card. So I took that card out. I put it in my other one. It says, there's an update for this card. I'm like, all right, whatever. Click the update. Oh, this isn't linked to this device. We're flushing this shit. Redownload everything. Are you fucking kidding me? Why did I go through all this? I did all that so that way it could recognize it. And no, it doesn't do that. The games are tied to the console behind the scenes and not the profile. So when it saw that it was in a console that the games were not linked to, they just flushed. I was like, now go and re-download everything. And it's slow as shit. Even though, I don't know what version, it's definitely not a Wi-Fi AC in here. Because it takes forever. And then I use the dock. And I connected to my my router. And it was still moving slow. So it's just on the back end. The thing takes forever to load games. And I just said, fuck it. And I put it to some, I had to leave it alone. But besides that, it's also solid. Like, something I noticed with the Joy-Cons. I don't know if you noticed on yours. It's just a little wiggle. Like, on the original.
I would see you wiggle it just a little bit. By the way, Adam, that's actually a question that we got here. Do the Joy-Cons feel more sturdy?
Yeah, yeah. So take a look. I don't know if you can tell. This has a little movement. Yeah. Not a lot, but it's a little. And this does not at all. Like, it's very sturdy. Yeah, very sturdy. And here's the other thing. Then they lied. They said that it was the same size.
Kimishima lied, man.
Yeah, they said it was the same size, right? But just the screen was bigger, right? They shrunk down the bezel. That's how they got it. But that's bullshit because on all my other cases, and I have the grips and stuff, it doesn't fit. And it's because it's 1 millimeter wider, the old one. The new one compared to the old one. So my grips that I have don't fit on them. And then even the manufacturer was like, we didn't even know it was going to do that. Now we got to make another one. And I was like, shit, you have to make another one, but that means I have to buy another one. That's bullshit. Because their whole advertising was use your same type of accessories, your same cases. Now, my case for the original Switch still works, which is this one. It still works, but you'll see.
Adam, I just had to stop you real quick. Just had to read this comment from the chat logic when he goes, all those accessories are obsolete over 1 millimeter. Think about it.
Except
fucking
one.
Europeans,
Look how snug it is. It's flush. Like, the other one had some space, but this is like just fit. And I'm like, all right, so I don't have to get a whole new case, but still, that sucks. You know, because I really liked my grip. I had, it felt great to just hold it and put it on my desk, but whatever. The
worries don't fit on them anymore, right?
No, none of that shit. Anything that you had to slide it in won't fit. There was one that it was a full solid back that I had. That won't fit. You know, and it sucks. It just sucks. That 1 millimeter just changes everything.
That's crazy. You
know? And it would have been great if they would have addressed that or announced it. But then somebody, I saw it was a Reddit. It's like, you know why they didn't say it? Because they don't make any of those fucking grips.
That's
If if they made it, then it'd be a different story. They'd be like, oh, shit, you know, but they don't. These are all third parties, and they don't care about third parties. They don't care if you have to go buy one of the third parties fucking accessory shit. So that's it. But besides that, it's great. It's got
How the games look on it, though.
The games look great. Everything looks great. Now, remember, it's not just almost a performance, because even though we did see they did make some changes internally, I'm sure you saw those tear down. Yeah. They changed almost everything. But overall, it's still the same stuff. The battery life so far has been good. I've left that Metroid. Look at it. All right, so that Metroid, I still have...
Metroid Dread, man.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but it's the only one that they have on the Switch. Yeah. That's the only legit one, you know, besides the ones that's in the Nintendo shipping them. Anyway, the battery is still full on here, and I had this in my bag for over a day in suspend mode. And, it only went down to, like, 95%. So, as opposed to just depleting, the other one would just, like, drain out. But then again, that was a day one. That wasn't the red box with the upgraded battery. This has the upgraded battery. It has that one. Also, there's a new grid here for the speaker grid. That's different. And the button system, they changed up the buttons for the volume. And they put the power button's more indented inward. So, it's like you can't accidentally press it. Because that used to happen a lot when people were changing the volumes. They would actually press the power button and, get out of it. So, they pushed that in a little further. And, it's great. So far, so good. I haven't had any issues with it. You know, is it worth it? I mean, it's worth it if you plan on swapping out, or if you're into having bigger screens. If you're one of those, like I am, I have my iPhone. I have the biggest screen you can fucking get on it. I just, you know, my eyes suck, so I get big screens for everything. And that was the big factor for me with this. It was like, once they said, oh, bigger screen, I didn't even care about what was under the hood. I was like, 7 inches? That's what she said. That's what I want. You know? So that's where I went with it. You know, but that was it. It's cool. I just don't like the whole setup process. I don't like the fact that you would have to do that every single time. Now, using it as a secondary, that's a whole other thing. You have to set it as your primary if you want to take that with you, or you leave it as your secondary, but then your secondary device always has to have an internet connection because it's constantly pinging to make sure not only that you own the game, but also that no one's playing, even if it's not that game. So let's say if I take my Switch off and I'm playing in my primary, but my secondary then wants to play any game, right? It'll check the network and see if the primary is playing anything. So if I'm playing Metroid on my primary at work and my kids are here and decide to play Mario Kart, it will block the secondary.
The fuck?
Because, you can't play any game. It's not the same game. It's any game. Mm. The way they see it is that this is your secondary device, but your secondary, that you only play one at a time. You only have two hands, buddy. You can't be playing two consoles. You can only play one at a time. This is for you. You have one in your back for portable and one stationary. That's it. Kind of sucks. Because it would be great if they didn't give a shit. I know PlayStation doesn't give a shit. I know Xbox doesn't give a shit. I've done it where I'm playing something on my Xbox. My kids are playing something completely different on my other one downstairs under my account. And no problem. It's only a problem when you're trying to play the same game. You can't do that. You know, you got to own a different game. That's not how this shit works. Now, I heard that there is a way around it if you use a cartridge. And if you're not using the same download one that you purchased from the eShop, I haven't tried that because I don't have any duplicate games in cart form. So I'll see that. But it doesn't really faze me much. You know, if my kids are playing this stuff downstairs, I don't really do too much of it while they're awake anyway. You know, when they go to sleep, then that's when I'll play my stuff. That's usually how it is now. But with that said, I mean, it is what it is. The dock is cool. The dock is a nice big white thing. It's very noticeable. It matches very well with your PlayStation 5 if you have one, because it's also a big Caucasian thing right next to it. So it's cool, and it's weird spacing though, and I think they did that on purpose, because if you remember when you put in your Switch, it always feels like it's scratching. Like the screen
against
the
sides. Yeah.
Now there's a bit more space. So once you put it in, there's space on both sides, and it feels like it's going to wobble, but it doesn't. It just gives you that space so you can actually just fit it in and never touch the back end or the front plate. So there you go.
Yeah, that's it, people. Switch OLED review impressions, all that stuff. Thank you for that, Adam. What you drinking, man?
Good stuff.
Is that Coke or Coors? There we go. I saw the Red Sea. I'm like, is that Coke or Coors? You know?
It's Coors.
Coors. You know? We drink beer around here. Adult beverages, man. I believe we are done for the night. Another good show. By the way, I want to give a shout out to one Subsetti Ghost. He's been listening to us for months, but he's going to try to be a regular for the live shows.
Oh, thanks. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, I like what he also said. He's like, yo, Adam looks like his voice.
That's all.
He looks like Jesus, you know?
He looks like Jesus. Oh.
No, you got to grow that shit, hair back,
man. I have my own shit, man. My son brought that up, too. He's like, when are you going to grow your hair? I'm like, damn, it's just so much work. Long hair is no joke. You got to wash it. You got to wash it. Yeah, you got to take that. I don't do that shit. Yeah. That's what I do. I get up. If I see it just a little bit, I just, you know, I shave it off in the bathroom, and then that's it. My wife gets pissed, this hair in the tub, and then I go on with my life. You know, so it is what it is.
That's it. What YouTubers are you guys talking about in the comments?
Oh, shit.
YouTube?
A YouTuber, Nate the Hate, said it. He's very reliable insider.
Uh-oh.
I never heard of this cat. What did he say?
Never heard of him.
I guess he said the Switch is coming out. No, listen, if you're going to listen to anybody about Switch, listen to Chris Seeley, bro. You know, he's been right like 99% of the time. The only thing he was wrong about was, you know, the fucking
the sales.
The sales. Yeah, yeah, I was wrong about that too.
You know? We all thought it was
except for Brett. Except for Brett.
Yeah, Brett's here. The only one. But we all thought it wasn't gonna last. We were like, no, this ain't gonna sell.
I thought that shit was done. You know, I was like, Nintendo's finished. You know,
that shit's so like toilet paper during the pandemic. It was, everybody grabbing that shit. People that didn't even need this shit got one.
Actually, it's so like this Nintendo Switch did during the pandemic and every other console. Like, you can't find none of them shits, you know?
Still is.
Yeah. All right, man. So I think we're done here. So let's plug some stuff.
Well, wait, real quick, though. I have a question about some. You probably heard it. They were talking about all the other previous Metroids were selling well because of this. I'm like, where? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where? Because there's no other one you can buy on here that Samus Returns with. That was on the 3DS. That wasn't on this one. So then that means people had to have their 3DS take that out. Because then they shut down the Wii Shop. Isn't that on the Wii U? Isn't that gone?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. So I don't understand, like, what the motherfuckers emulating, like, Super Metroid or something. Like, how are they getting that game, for example? How are they getting Metroid? You know,
yeah, well, they didn't put any of that stuff out on their eShop. So
no, exactly. It's like there's a free version. There's the NES version that's part of the NES. You know, Nintendo Online. You get the NES games, but you don't pay for that. That's already there. Yeah. And even if you wanted to pay for it, you can't buy it. You have to be a Nintendo Online subscriber to play it. So I don't know. I found that weird when I saw that. I was like, how do you even track this? Who's tracking this? Who's buying this? Show me the stores that say they're selling out all their fucking old Metroid game. Bullshit.
Yeah, come on. Now shit's in the bargain bin already. Like, what are you talking about? You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's plug some stuff. Manny, you got some new stuff, don't you?
I got some new stuff. So, yeah, first we got Nubia and the Amazons, which is coming out next week, really, really soon. It's by me. Art by Aletha Martinez, written by Vita Viala and Steph. So we're and Mark Morales. So we're all Nubia in the Amazon. Obviously, also as always, Excellence is real. Excellence 11 is coming out real soon. If it isn't out already, not exactly. And another one. I just got this one, but this one came out a while ago. This one is Star Wars: War of the Bounty Hunters, Bosh. Which is, you know, remember when Princess Leia dressed up as a bounty hunter?
Yeah.
Well, apparently that bounty hunter was actually a real character. So this is the bounty hunter, but not Princess Leia in the suit.
You said they were going to do that spinoff. That sounds cool. I'll check that out.
Yeah, I've been reading War of the Bounty Hunters.
Yeah.
So by the way, I love how Manny's video got all shitty during this part. You know, I couldn't even show those beautiful comics.
That stuff is out right now, is coming out or out right now. So yeah, be sure to check out your comic stores, or if you know you want to do the digital realm, go to Comixology.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Adam, man, what's going on with the dead?
There we go. We got another episode of I Am Negan. That is the TWD Universe podcast that I do with Richard Bailey Jr. and Carlos Romero when he only comes on for the Mothership show. Doesn't want to come on for... There you go. And then, speaking of, that's what we got. So if you go right now on Spotify and on iTunes, you will see we got episode 1, season 7, The Beacon. That's Fear the Walking Dead with the nukes. You got radioactive walkers walking around, giving people the cancer. It's crazy. You got gas masks and all kinds of stuff. It was fun. It's fun. It's going to be interesting to see where they go with this. And that's what I love about Fear. The last season was like a cowboy theme, and now this is a nuke theme. So, yes, I Am Negan. That's over on iTunes, Spotify. Check it out.
Yeah,
they were radioactive because of the nuke.
The nuke.
Yeah, and I don't understand. He loves saying it, but he won't watch it. I don't understand why. Where the hate?
There's no hate, you know. You just don't watch it.
I like the nuke.
Nuke-cola, shit.
Yeah, it's just the fact that you were bringing up for like a month. Yo, the nuke is coming.
Yeah, and it's here. And it happened.
He was right.
Yeah, it did come. And now you got irradiated zombies.
Irradiated zombies and other people that the cast members that we haven't seen yet, but we have a feeling some of them got radiation. So Who knows? We might see them like all deformed. What was it? Was it hardware? I think it was hardware and a few other ones where you see everyone like that got radiation poison and half of their faces melted and shit, but they're still functional. They're all like.
It'll be like that dude from RoboCop, you know?
Get off me, man!
Yeah, there's no coming back from that, man.
they're gonna have fucking super zombies now in that show, you know, fucking the tall boys and shit.
Dude, like, that just seems like a weird, unnecessary power up for them. It feels like, I was surrounded by wolves, and all of them had Bowie knives.
Yeah, that is weird. Like, these are zombies, but radiation zombies.
Well, but like, radiation's a slow onsetting thing, man. Like, I think zombies already have that going with the biting and the chasing and the never ceasing.
Yeah, I don't know. Take it how you man.
Seems a lateral move to me, but whatever. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's all fun.
All right, man. Good stuff. So that's it, people. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter and join the Discord where it is always popping, even on weeks when there's not a lot of news. It's still crazy in there. You know, especially with Bob Hits with all the rumors. I still don't know where this dude finds that shit from, you know?
What happened with the YouTuber guy, he said? What was his news?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know. I didn't bother scrolling. I think he was talking about the Switch 4K or whatever.
I gotta
listen to Chris Seeley, bro.
Yeah. If anything, I think it's just, you know, we'll see if the doc, but yeah. They never jump that far ahead when it comes to their tech. That would be fucking, this will be the first time.
Yeah. But watch it be half-assed, though. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Throwdown, we're on any podcast app. Just search for two words, Throwdown Show. Literally any podcast app you could think of. Like, we're on everything. You know, even ones I've never heard of, you know, we're somehow on there. Throwdownshow.com, which is also our audio boom page for all the past episodes that you could listen to in your ears. And if you're on YouTube right now and you enjoyed this content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified when our videos go up. We have the main Throwdown Show, and sometimes we have clips. You know, they go up sometimes they don't. You know,
And remember, if you watch on Spotify, they have a bell too. So
yeah, oh yeah, and if
they got the bell too.
If you're on Apple, which is where we get most of our listeners for, please leave a review. That helps us a lot. It helps a lot. So please make sure to do that. And yeah, links to everything down below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Romero.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Adam Vail.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Brett Murdoch.
Who's interested in a quick pick-me-up round of Squid Game?
Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
And yes. Brian, you were very quiet this episode.
Oh, Brian wasn't here today. Oh, shit, Brian is
Brian
here.
Was here the whole time.
I didn't know.
I was here the whole time. Yeah. A lot of people in the gaming Twitter sphere really need to go outside and touch some grass.
Yo, by the way, that shit was popping. Oh, my God. Don't get me started. Go ahead, Brian. Say your piece. This is your time to shine now, bro.
You know, first it was like, oh, when I shoot the fruits, nothing happens. And then, oh, when I shoot the car tires, they don't explode properly. And now it's like, I swing an axe at a tree, I go through the tree. It's like, just why are they playing games? Like, if they really don't like games that much.
This should all be next-gen shit, not just shinier games. All right, I'm done.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but you're right, Brian. It's like, maybe these guys should get into game testing if they're going to be looking for this sort of stuff.
Maybe so, you know?
Anyway, yeah, just like the pitch.
Yeah, exactly. All right, people. We'll see you on Sunday. Peace out.